Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. A lot to tell you about today, and I'm very happy you're watching us. We also, at the end of the program, the final thought, we need your advice. So stick around for that. So the lead story today is the blame game. As you know, the Democratic Party, the media, they're blaming Donald Trump. The virus out of control is his fault. He doesn't know anything. He's the devil, on and on and on and on. Trump administration is now blaming China and the World Health Organization. Now, that is a crew attached to the UN, the United Nations, that's funded by all the countries in the world. Of course, most countries don't give them anything, but we give them about $500 million a year. It's a lot of money. Now, the World Health Organization, for whatever reason, all right, likes the Chinese government in Beijing. And when the virus first appeared in December of last year, December 2019, the World Health Organization really wasn't that aggressive investigating it. It kind of took the word of the totalitarians in Beijing that it was under control, wasn't that bad, no person-to-person transmission, all of that. So the WHO just said, oh, okay, yeah, all right. And it turned out that that was all a bunch of lies. And by the dereliction of duty, the WHO helped the lies. They should have been in there. They should have been looking at themselves. They weren't. So Donald Trump is blaming the WHO. Roll the tape.
Today, I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
All right, I would have done the same thing. Absolutely would have done the same thing. Why are we giving money to this organization when they're that incompetent or corrupt? So we'll investigate and then we'll either resume funding it or not, depending on the findings. Is that logical for everybody? Oh, no, 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 no. So Nancy Pelosi, who is the point person in the hate Trump movement now, she's taken that responsibility. She told NBC News that, quote, this decision is dangerous, illegal, and will be swiftly challenged. She says it's illegal because Congress is the one that decides who gets federal money. Just to explain it. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it. Now, if Trump did nothing, there's a good chance Nancy Pelosi would go, well, why doesn't he do something against the WHO? It's possible. Possible. So on CBS This Morning, the director of the CDC, an organization I respect, Dr. Robert Redfield, says, I'm just going to say the WHO has been a longstanding partner for the CDC. That soundbite went off CBS all over the place. Look at Trump. Look how irresponsible he is. Even the CDC likes the WHO. Blah, 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 blah. You know the game, all right? CBS Morning News. So, again, I think the action should have been taken. I'd like to know who's going to investigate the WHO. I would let the CIA do it. You know, it's a foreign organization, UN. Let the CIA do it, report back in 90 days. What happened? Read the report to the American people. That makes sense to you? You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA.
So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The media and the opposition party don't want the country to make a fast comeback, because if that happens, Biden will lose. If it is Biden. So they don't want that. All right. So now that you know what's in play, truthfully, you know that when the president says, we're aiming for May 1st to reopen the country economically, the resistance pops forth. Roll it.
The plans at the White House are almost non-existent. They're helter-skelter. No one is really in charge.
Look, I don't think there's a big bang here. I think we have to approach this as a very incremental approach.
The authority to have the police power to determine when to open or when to shut down businesses and schools rests clearly in the governor's hands.
This is such a moving target that I think the biggest mistake we can make is rush to a decision.
Okay. Now, Ms. Goodwin is a historian who is full of hooey. Don't you love that word, hooey? If a president of the United States declares a national emergency, as Mr. Trump has, his orders supersede the individual states. Now, it will be litigated. So an Andrew Cuomo or a Gavin Newsom, they can make an argument. Look, I'm doing this for public safety of my people, and I can't have Washington telling me what's best for my... So it would be litigated. But clearly, all right, if a president declares a national emergency, the president's in charge. Goodwin knows that, by the way. I'm not going to call the woman a deceiver. I'm not going to do that. But she knows that. So why is she misleading everyone? I don't know. I can't tell you. You got time on your hands? Read the Killing Books. There are 8 of them. Our factory, our warehouse still working. We ship them fast. You buy them, you get free stuff. A lot of people are reading the Killing Books now. You learn a lot, and they're fun. Quick break and back with I Need Your Help on Something in a moment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, here's the final thought of the day. We are prospering here at BillO'Reilly.com as never before. And that's because word is out that we tell you the truth about the pandemic. It's as simple as that. So if you want to protect yourself against the virus itself, against economics that could hurt you and your family, this is where you go. Plus, the corporate-run media on television is boring and repetitious. They don't know what to do. Turn it on. Turn it on tonight. If you can get through it, you're a better man or woman than I am. It's numbing. Okay? They don't know what to do. We have a lively presentation full of facts. We have a good view of all sides of the story, and we don't spin it. Now, we are going to have an opportunity in the coming months to expand the no-spin news, make it a little bit longer, and bring in some elements that we don't have now. We're going to have to hire more people to do that, but we have an opportunity coming up. Here's what I want to know from you. Show runs around 35 minutes now. I would expand at about 10 minutes. For you premium members, you would get some flourishes you don't have now. But others would see the no-spin news, okay? They would have to go certain places if they weren't premium members. But we are in the middle of an expansion. And when it happens, I'll tell you exactly what it is. You're going to benefit. But when you get bigger, that always presents a little bit more difficulty. And I can do it, but it's not going to be exactly the same. So here's the question. Do you want to stay what we have, or do you want to get bigger? Let me know. Final thought, and we'll see you tomorrow.